Eye-opener, Acts 9, 1 through 19, by Ananias. Saul, his name made most Christians shake and shiver in their sandals, and I quaked and quivered right along with them. Even though I lived a long way from Jerusalem, I'd heard the scariest stories. Saul hated Jesus' followers. He hunted down believers and sent them to jail. And if he didn't throw them in jail, he'd help toss them in the grave. Saul was one scary dude. And Jesus wanted me to go pay Saul a visit? But Lord, I prayed, I've heard so many stories about the terrible things he's done to believers like me. He arrests every Jesus follower he finds. Jesus' voice was clear. I have special plans for Saul. He's going to bring the good news to the people everywhere. I learned the scoop on what had happened to Saul. He'd been on the road from Jerusalem, coming to arrest more believers in Damascus. But Jesus appeared to him in a bright light, and Saul went blind. Saul's friends had to lead him the rest of the way to Damascus, where he waited in darkness for 3 days. And now Jesus wanted me to go pray for Saul. As frightened as I was, I knew I needed to trust Jesus no matter what. If Jesus asked me to give Saul his sight back, then I needed to do it, even if that meant Saul putting me in jail. I went to the house of a man named Judas, who lived on Straight Street. When I saw Saul, he looked nothing like the raging bully I'd imagined. He looked tired and hungry. After all, he hadn't had anything to eat or drink for 3 days. I gently put my hands on his head. Saul, my friend, Jesus sent me so you can see again and so you can be filled with God's Holy Spirit, I said. Just like that, something strange like scales fell off Saul's eyes. He blinked in the bright light. I can see, he said. I could tell right away that he could see, not just with his eyes, but also with his heart. Saul wanted to be baptized and to have a snack. 3 days is a long time to have an empty belly. Soon, Saul became one of Jesus' most faithful followers, helping people everywhere see the light of Jesus in a whole new way. Sometimes Jesus wants us to do things that are hard, like becoming friends with someone you don't like very much, or forgiving someone who hurt you, or stopping a bad habit. But if Jesus wants us to do something, he always gives us the power to do it. Jesus will be with us all the way, just like he was with me when I went to visit Saul for the first time. I was scared and unsure, but I had Jesus' power with me the whole time. Doing the right thing can seem hard sometimes. Maybe it's challenging to be patient with a younger brother or sister. Maybe it's hard for you to control yourself when it comes to watching screens too much or eating unhealthy food. But you know what? Jesus' power can give you the power to do those hard things. If you trust Jesus and ask him to help, Jesus always will.